98.3 The Coast, the best mix. I'm Zach East with the Best Mix in the Morning Show and your Coast Social Network on the air, brought to you by the Mason Jar Cafe in the heart of the Benton Harbor Arts District. Local, organic, farm fresh. And every Wednesday morning, we are joined by our friends from Berrien Community Foundation. And this morning, it happens to be with Lisa Cripps Downey, the director and president. And it's been a busy morning over there because just yesterday, the BCF Arts Challenge came to a close as the month came to a close, and you've got some good news to report to folks, right?
I have some amazing news to report. So we had a $60,000 challenge. We had a couple of donors who came together and said if the community raised $60,000, they would provide another $60,000 that would be split amongst 9 arts organizations in our community, and we made the challenge. Woohoo!
Congratulations to you and the BCF and all these great organizations. There were a lot that participated, and can you remind us who they are, Lisa?
Our organizations were the Acorn, the Citadel Dance and Music Center, Children's Music Workshop, the Ghostlight Theater, Krazzle Art Center, Performing Arts Workshop, Southwest Michigan Symphony Orchestra, Twin City Players, and Water Street Glassworks. And they all worked so very hard. All of their board members and their leadership, all they made the commitment and to help meet this match. And then the community, as this community always does, came through and secured that match for our arts organizations. And it is so critical for them at this time as they're trying to get back up on their feet, and things are still kind of dicey, and they're trying to make their way and not spend through all of their reserves.
Yeah, because operating, of course, no matter what time of year, whether it's COVID or not, is still a pretty interesting feat that arts organizations have to accomplish. And to introducing anything into that mix just makes it even harder. And they've just done an amazing job. And thanks so much to, again, all those people that supported out there who donated. And then, again, those from all the boards and the organizations themselves. It's just nice to know that Southwest Michigan cares for the arts the way that perhaps you and I do, Lisa, you know?
Yes. The community came through again.
It is so great to be able to report that. And there's also another great bit of good being done. That's Backpacks for Good. There is the last week where you finished up the fourth and final Backpacks for Good, and lots were given out to the community. Tell us about that.
Yes. So we had 4 events. We had an event in Coloma Water of Elite. We had an event at Niles High School. We had one at Brandywine High School. And then we had one at the Whirlpool's Riverview campus. And Whirlpool came through for a huge event for all of our students in the 49022. That finished up last week. And all totaled, we gave away over 3,500 backpacks filled with school supplies to just get kids ready to head back to school this year. It was an amazing feat because it took not just the funds to do it, there was that, but it also took so many volunteers to pack the backpacks, to unpack all the supplies, to give out all the backpacks. It was really a community effort to get this done. We had some great partners. We partnered with the Frederick S. Upton Foundation for our Niles events, the DeGroote Family Foundation in Coloma Water of Elite, and then Whirlpool Corporation came through for our students from the 49022 zip code. And they not only provided the backpacks, but their employees came out and they did all of the packing and they did the handing out. They did everything and put it together. It was phenomenal.
It is so great to hear that the community is come through yet again on yet another level here, especially some of the businesses that are also in the area to help support as well. Not only did the students need help, but teachers need some of that help too, and that's where Lowe's stepped in with something very special. Tell me about that.
Yeah, so as part of our Backpacks for Good events in Niles and Coloma Water of Elite areas, we had some boxes out for teachers' supplies, because we know that when kids come and they don't have what they need, we know that our teachers are reaching into their own pockets to provide that stuff for our kids. So we put these boxes out at a bunch of different places. In one of them was Lowe's in Niles, and the community gave all kinds of supplies. But when we went to pick up our box in at Lowe's, they said, "Hey, would you guys like some hand sanitizer and hand sanitizer stations, maybe bleach, some wipes, things like that?" And when we thought, yeah, sure, that would be great, give us some of those, there were a couple of pallets of these supplies that they donated for our schools and our nonprofit organizations to make sure everybody stays safe and we will be very clean. And just so we've got those, and we're going to start distributing those out throughout the community. Just, again, let's all keep our hands clean and make this go away.
Yes.
But special thanks to Lowe's.
Yeah, that is incredible to hear. It's nice to hear. And pallets, for those who don't know, they're large, packages full of things that need to be forklifted and pieced apart. And so that's a lot of stuff that's going to be going in and around Michigan's Great Southwest. It's so nice to hear. Lisa, if folks have any ideas about how they can help the community and you want to connect those ideas with some great resources, BCF is the place to do it. How do they get a hold of you?
Absolutely. You can always give us a call at 269-983-3304. Visit our website at berriancommunity.org and connect with us there also. We are always looking for good ideas to help our community.
Fantastic. Thanks so much to Lisa Cripps Downey for joining us from the Berrien Community Foundation here on the Coast Social Network. It's brought to you by the Mason Jar Cafe in the heart of the Benton Harbor Arts District. Local, organic, farm fresh with 98.3 The Coast.